The new Czech political party Topo 9 held its first ever conference in Prague over the weekend, formally establishing itself on the country's political scene. Senator and former foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg was unanimously elected as party head, while a former finance minister and the key figure behind the party's foundation became its first deputy chair. Jan Richter has the details.
The hunting fanfare of the princely house of Schwarzenberg was the summons at the first congress of the new Czech political party Topo 9 in Prague's top hotel over the weekend. The former foreign minister and senator Karel Schwarzenberg was indeed the uncontested choice for the party leader. He received 163 out of 164 votes, the only missing ballot being his own. After the party's first leadership was elected on Saturday, Mr. Schwarzenberg admitted he felt somewhat uneasy.
I'm a little embarrassed myself, and I'm almost ashamed on such occasions. I see myself very critically, and when other people applaud me, it feels strange, and it's a little embarrassing.
Embarrassing or not, the conference went smoothly for Topo 9. Member of Parliament and former Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who almost single-handedly founded the party in June this year, was elected the first deputy chair, also unanimously. Although the party has not yet unveiled a detailed program, Karel Schwarzenberg told the conference what the party's main objective was.
One of the goals of Topo 9 is, of course, to tell the truth to our fellow citizens. We will not promise anything unrealistic, and we will not paint a rosy picture. We will instead tell people to expect a time when we will all work hard, and that's going to be more difficult than in the last two decades, but that we are going to get through.
Founded as a right-wing split from the Christian Democrats, the party's first major success was getting the popular Karel Schwarzenberg to be the leader. That, and the party's conservative, pro-European and anti-populist message, has earned Topo 9 growing support among the voters. Jiří Pehe is a political analyst.
Although the party consists mainly of old faces, politicians who have recycled themselves and now are members or officials of the new party, overall, I think the party brings some fresh wind into Czech politics simply because it is a party that insists that the Czech Republic needs to adopt some prudency with regards to its spending, budget deficits and so on.
Analyses show that many people who now support the new party voted in the past for the Civic Democrats, who have dominated the center-right politics. In a poll published in November, Topo 9 scored some 15% of public support, suggesting it could become the third largest party in the Czech political scene. Before that happens, however, Topo 9 first needs to come up with a detailed political program and, of course, undergo a trial by fire in the next general elections in May 2010.
Jan Richter with that report. We'll have to wait and see what those elections produce for Topo 9.